Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends marriage in the state of Florida. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber. And Matt, I was just recently in two different courthouses in Florida, one in a state court in Miami, where, by the way, I was told, although I haven't confirmed it, is where Al Capone was once tried. It was a beautiful courtroom, but we were arguing over something very basic, and that is marriage, should it be changed to another definition? And then a few days after that, I was in Monroe County, which is the county that governs the Keys. This was in the Upper Keys. And I was in court again against some other plaintiffs that filed suit against the same marriage laws in Florida as the union of one man and one woman, both of them trying to overturn the marriage laws in Florida, not just the law that was adopted by the constitutional amendment in 2008,
amendment
Florida
two.
Marriage Protection Amendment, Amendment 2, but also the other laws that predated it as well that define marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Well, you know, it's happened in Florida. It's happening in states across the country where these judges are completely misreading. It was an atrocious decision, but the Supreme Court's Defense of Marriage Act DOMA decision on Section 2 of the Defense of Marriage Act. They're misreading or misapplying that.
Yeah, I think they're misreading. They're overreading it. In fact, that was a question that came up by one of the judges about these courts that have come down the wrong way since the Windsor decision last year. And I pointed to sections, and it's very clear within Windsor what the court is saying. Windsor several times says that it is within the sovereign authority of the state to define marriage.
Yeah.
That is essential as the foundation of a state. And what Windsor was saying is that the state of New York had redefined it to same-sex marriage, and that the federal government, through the portion of the Defense of Marriage Act, would not allow or recognize what the state did. Now, you can disagree, and I disagree with the decision, but Windsor specifically said that even more so than federalism is the state's rights to define marriage. And it said that several times. And I read those quotes back to these judges and reemphasized that Windsor was about the state's rights, not that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage, but that the states ought to be sovereign over the reach of the federal government.
But yet these judges are saying somehow that under the 14th Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, equal protection under the law, that somehow there is a federal constitutional right to marriage. But that, again, as you just said, that runs completely afoul. Windsor being a bad decision, but we'll put that aside. But even so,
it runs afoul of Windsor.
It still runs afoul of Windsor.
It's not consistent with Windsor. There's no question about it. And there's a previous Supreme Court decision called Baker versus Nelson, in which in the 70s, out of Minnesota, some people asked for same-sex marriage as a constitutional right, and the Supreme Court dismissed it. And on the merits, that's a ruling on the merits. And other courts, court after court after court, has said that's a ruling on the merits, that there is no federal constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And until and unless the Supreme Court changes it, no federal court can or state court can change that decision. So I think—
And that's controlling. I mean,
that's controlling. And I think we've got good arguments. The thing that really struck me was a couple of things. One was the absolute unpreparedness and sloppiness of the counsel for the plaintiffs in both Miami and in the Keys, in that they did not have very good arguments in their briefs. They did not have good complaints. They basically waltzed into court, did not respect some of the basic rules for what's called summary judgment, did not prepare the case at all, and they came into court just thinking that the court's just going to give them on a silver platter same-sex marriage. Now, I don't know what these judges will do. I do know that in Miami, the clerk of the court, as well as in the Keys, the clerk of the court took a neutral position, said that we're not either for or against, we're just here to administer the law and we'll do whatever. The state of Florida, the attorney general, filed an intervention a week before the hearings in both and filed a 14-page or so memorandum that talks about Baker, and they gave very short arguments. In Miami, only a 4-minute argument, and in the Keys, a little bit longer, but not much. It was up to me, as the amicus that was granted not only the right to file a brief, but the right to argue, to present 30 to 45 minutes of oral argument in defense of the laws, and I dismantled point by point by point their very flimsy arguments. On the law and on the objective reality, we should win hands down. But again, these are courts, and you just don't know which way they're going to go. And this is a serious issue. One of the things that really struck me, though, Matt, is here we are in this state courthouse with counsel of the plaintiffs that are not very well versed or prepared in this area of law. And the definition of marriage and family is all up for grabs here before this single judge. It's not supposed to be like that, that something so significant societal to the society is going to rest into the hands of a single judge. Now, I know that there's appellate courts that will ultimately get involved afterward. But something so basic and fundamental, when there's so much implication to redefining marriage, is before a judge who has no evidence from the plaintiffs as to the impact of marriage, whereas we provided affidavits and documented research and studies to show the importance of marriage as a man and a woman, to show the health consequences of same-sex relationships, and to show the importance of man and woman, male and female, to the well-being of children. All of that is what we provided. And they just waltzed in there just assuming that this was a given. And we had the evidence point by point by point from peer-reviewed journals and others that we presented before the court. It shouldn't come down to something like that, where there's so much information and evidence and importance to marriage that it comes down to this kind of a circus environment in a single state courthouse.
It's bizarre. It's surreal. It's a level of judicial flippancy, I mean, kind of a cavalier attitude and treatment of the age-old institution of natural marriage that has been what it is for thousands of years, for millennia. It was clearly designed, it's in keeping with natural law, designed by law, and yet suddenly we have this just this spate of judges arbitrarily through judicial fiat, unilaterally, without any logical explanation, with no reason, just flippantly, again, just with a cavalier attitude, completely attempting to completely deconstruct this cornerstone institution. It's bizarre.
Well, even on a basic level, and lawyers will understand this, we were at summary judgment level, which means that you bypass the trial. There's no dispute in the material facts. But at the same time, there was dispute in all the facts. The only information we presented on best interest of children and families in marriage was information we presented, not that the plaintiffs presented. In fact, there was no stipulated facts. There were no depositions. They presented no affidavits of studies, nothing. And here, the judge should have just simply, at the very get-go, dismissed their claim because it's not ready for summary judgment. If you take it outside the context of marriage and not politically charged like that, these plaintiffs would have been kicked out on the street with their complaint and said, prepare this case properly before you come back.
Yeah, well, where does the case go from here? I mean, what happens now?
Well, we're waiting for the decisions in both courts, and then obviously whichever way it goes, it'll go up to the appellate court. But we're very concerned about this entire situation, not just in Florida but around the country, because this, I think, really tests the judiciary. I think if the judiciary goes across this threshold, it really undermines, I think, the confidence in the people that they're absolutely administering or not administering the rule of law. For more information, go to lc.org. LC.org is our website, and there we have information on this and other cases. We have our memorandum of law. You can read our press releases on these cases, both in Miami as well as in the Keys, and you can download and read the very detailed memorandum of law. We filed between 500 and 600 pages now. Our memorandum of laws are close to 50 pages, but all of the supporting affidavits and studies and so forth, they total about 500, 600 pages. That is available, at least the memorandum of law, on the website. Go to lc.org. But continue to pray for Liberty Counsel. We are battling some of the most critical issues around the country, advancing religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and the family. We couldn't do it without your prayers and certainly without your financial support. We encourage you to partner with this ministry. Call us at 800-671-1776. You can order our resources by going to our research resource tab at lc.org. That's lc.org, and you can make an online credit card contribution at that website too.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.